Part 2. Iceland, Denmark, and New York City. I went to Iceland twice, the first time to Seyðisfjörður in one of the empty eastern fjords in 2003, where I did number 8, Seyðisfjörður Mountains, and the three small paintings in number 9, Iceland Light Series. Seyðisfjörður was in a wild setting, although I was in the very civilized art center of this town of 800 in the third floor apartment for visiting artists that had 360-degree views. May 13th, 03. The birds chirp all night because it's so light, like early twilight. This meant I was able to paint daytime landscapes from my window until almost 11 at night, when I would stop only from fatigue. This series was the view from my back windows at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. on sunny days. Late afternoon was the hour for the mountains from my front windows. May 15th, 03. Ideal painting weather is alternating sunny and foggy days. That way the paint dries enough so I can work over it. May 17th, 03. Sun is an exception to the weather pattern. I can't miss a painting day of it, as they take more time than the fog drawings. The fog drawings can be seen on the drawing wall. May 18th, 03. Driving yesterday across the marshes and steppes, saw lots of eider ducks, swans, and plovers, the last a major sign of spring here. On wild-looking plains or steppes, you see isolated little farms which seem so desolate. Number 10. Boat Dock, Seyðisfjörður. This was a construction site, as a new dock was being built, and above I loved the mix of mountains and clouds. May 21st, 03. Became sunny yesterday afternoon, but with clouds hanging around the tops of the mountains. I took a walk around the end of the fjord and thought I would lose my face from the wind. There is no possibility I'll do any work outside. It's enough for my windows. I had a very different experience in Iceland's capital, Reykjavik, in 2007, where I stayed in a building filled with local artist studios, and number 11, Akrafjall Morning, and number 12, Akrafjall Evening are from there. The large top-floor apartment was for foreign artists, and there were 6 of us at a time, a new experience for me, as I am usually alone on these residencies. The day I arrived, I found my subject matter out the huge fourth-story kitchen window looking out over the city harbor to Mount Akrafjall. Icelanders say you can have all 4 seasons before lunch, and again, I see this in my journal. May 13th, 07. Weather is so changeable. I'm a bit at a loss what to do. Still only working in the morning and in a very piddling way. Sleeping poorly because of the all-night light and no shades. I did manage to do the morning painting and the early evening painting from those windows, and then in June I moved to a new room with a great view of Mount Esha hovering over the city and its working docks, where I did the longer painting, number 13, Reykjavik Harbor. While traveling on June 12, 07, in the mountains the color of the soil varied from an almost vermilion red to ochre and black. Different mountains, different colors. Sometimes multicolored mountains would shoot up from a vast plain. The memory of those various mountains makes me want to go back. Denmark. The 2 Denmark residencies in 2006 were not as productive as others, although I loved the island of Hirschlemeni, a bird and nature preserve. Number 14, Hirschlemeni Tondo, was done from a front window of my stone cottage, and both number 15, Seagull on Garden Wall, and number 17, Danish Traditional, were done standing in the door. June 2nd, 06. Finally arrived on the island after a grueling carrying of lots of groceries and luggage to the pier. Even gray and windy, the island looks fabulous. About 20 houses and only 4 inhabited year-round. June 6th, 06. Glad to be staying quietly here. I really like it. A little path from my small yard between house and studio leads to our large garden, with stone walls around both, of course, and swinging red gates. In both small and large gardens, bushes of lilacs bloom, as well as daisies and lilies of the valley and other wild flowers, plus one red tulip. It is very unkempt and needs work, but they do cut the grass, so we take folding chairs out of the studio and sit in the sun watching the seagulls. In the garden, it is protected from the wind, and it is so delightful looking out to sea. June 16th, 06. Ah, the blessing of a gray day is taking a walk instead of going to work. On paths, one sees so many broken eggs with small puddles of blood left in them. Ooh, it's a rough world. Watch the sun set from the breakwater. Would really like to do a quickie of that, looking towards other islands, uninhabited except for birds and tree ruins. Number 16, Danish Roofs, was done at another residency in Odense, at an art center just outside of town. Their roofs of some of their many artist studios, a first glimpse for me of the generous support for artists in Denmark. New York City. Number 18, Van Cortlandt Cricket, Over the Desk, was done near my home in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. I drive by this meadow many times a week, and it always gives me great pleasure. The Tondo number 19, Winter, Van Cortlandt Park, was done from my apartment window, and the red barns are large stables for horses, giving me a view in winter that seems elsewhere. The other Tondo, number 20, Summer, Van Cortlandt Park, is the same view with all habitation hidden, in what is the greenest neighborhood in all of New York. End part 2.